Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, welcome back to The Wellness Cafe, your go-to hot girl walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. Today, we were supposed to be talking about that time of month and how to stay motivated and feeling good throughout your period, because I get a lot of questions about that. But as I was recording the episode, I'm actually redoing this intro now because I had originally done the other one. I kind of switched gears in the middle of the podcast because I was talking about what I was working on. As you all know, I've been stressed lately, so I kind of was really feeling that subject and turned this episode into reminders about embracing the ups and downs of life and just riding the wave and how to kind of just trust the divine timing of it all. So that is what we're going to talk about today. I will still do the other episode. Today's episode just turned into something else, which is completely fine. So let's get into it. Before we get into today's episode, welcome to TWC. If you're new here, we do community episodes on the first Friday of every month to connect and hear stories from one another, and the Google form to submit to be featured is in the show notes, and there is also a link in the show notes to join our Geneva group chat, where you can just go and hang out, ask for advice, put your manifestations in, all of that good stuff. You're also going to have to please excuse me if I have a lisp in today's episode at any point. While I was in New York, my retainer broke. You know, the built-in one that can go behind your teeth. If you have it, you know what I'm talking about. And my bar on the front, because I have a retainer built in on the top and bottom, and the one on the top of my teeth just broke off. I don't even recall what I was eating or doing. All of a sudden, I just felt it cutting my tongue. And I've been so busy, I haven't made an appointment to get that fixed yet. Does anyone else hate the dentist? I don't know what it is. I dislike the dentist so much that I haven't made an appointment to get my retainer fixed. So instead of being an adult and calling the dentist, I am just getting cut by my retainer constantly. So you know what? Everyone has their thing. I'm horrible at making appointments, and I should probably figure that out. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. If you hear me talking weird, it's because I broke my retainer, and for some reason, I'm not getting it fixed, but I'll figure it out. Okay, weekly update though. I just got home from New York. New York Fashion Week with Lan and Kaylee. If you missed it, we did record a podcast episode for last week. It did go up late. I'm so sorry. If you listen to the pod, you know that something came up that I just couldn't turn down. So I'm sorry that episode was late, but it did go up late. So I will link it in the description if you missed it, because that entire episode is really just a New York recap. It was so fun. Once again, I love that city so much. I really see myself spending a period or a season of life in New York. We're talking Soho loft with a staircase on the outside of the building, like outside of my window, so I can go sit on it. You know what I mean? That probably doesn't actually happen, but I'm picturing my life being a movie in New York at one point or another. I just love New York. The energy there is so amazing, and especially in the industry that I'm in, most of the time it's spent alone and I'm at home creating. And then being able to go and connect in real life, meet the brand reps, meet mutuals that I've been following forever that we only connect online. It is so nice to go and meet in person and put a name to the face and actually connect like you're supposed to, because I feel like this is, well, besides COVID and people working from home, like This is one of the only jobs where it's really, you don't meet your coworkers, even though we're technically all coworkers, and you just, you know, you spend most of your time working at home alone, and there's not many people that do the same job as you or understand. And usually with a regular 9-to-5, you know, you go to an office and you connect with people doing your job who are all in it together. You know what I mean? And I'm not complaining in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying, I guess, the facts, and it's just my point is that it's really cool to be able to get that face-to-face and meet people who are doing the same thing as you. Just like anything in life, it's amazing to be able to connect with like-minded people. So I'm just riding that high. Like, it's amazing connecting with people that are doing the same thing as you in the same industry, learning more, creating more. It's just a great energy. And I always talk about how important it is to surround yourself with like-minded, motivated individuals. And the feeling that I got in New York, especially for New York Fashion Week, we all joked that it's kind of like our conference. Like, it's the influencer conference where you all get to meet up and the energy is just contagious. And everyone, Kaylee, Lan, and I would be walking down Soho taking videos. And usually, you know, in my hometown, it's not as bad in Vancouver, but definitely in Edmonton, people, they're going to look at me weird if I'm walking down the street with a vlog camera. But it's just, it's like another world in New York. No one bats an eye. No one even thinks twice. If anything, we will be standing, vlogging, or taking pictures, and we'll have people just like cheer us on. And if we see people doing it, we cheer them on, because Soho during New York Fashion Week, it's like every single person is just out creating content. And I just love to see the diversity of people and fashion and outfits and everyone just expressing themselves in such a creative way, and just seeing it happen and being surrounded by it. Just, it's amazing. So we would also be walking on the streets and cheer people on and just tell them that they look amazing, tell them to pop off. The energy is amazing. I will stop talking your ear off about New York, but yeah, it was just a great time. But I am exhausted because I took a red eye flight. So my first night going there, I technically got like 4 hours of sleep on a plane, landed and just went into my first full day. And like every single night was pretty much a night out. We really lived it up and made the most of it and went out, and you know, sleep wasn't the biggest priority, but that's okay because I got home and I'm getting back into it, and it's okay to take a week off. But there actually was one night where I had to tap out. I was exhausted and I was like, listen, Lan, Kales, I love you, but I'm not going to like make dinner tonight. I'm not getting out of this bed because I need to recharge, or else like I don't think I'm going to make it through the rest of this trip. Because I guess it's a little easier for them because they're already on East Coast time. They don't change time zones, where me coming from West Coast, I was a whole bunch of jet lagged and tired and exhausted. So I was like, guys, I'm not making it tonight. And I think they knew that I really needed to recharge, and they were like, okay. It was actually very sweet of them because we were supposed to go to Nobu that night, and I thought I was going to have to miss it, and I still couldn't get myself out of bed, but they ended up rescheduling so that I could make it. And that's why it's just so important to surround yourself with friends who get it. And you know, when you say, like, even though we're on vacation together, I still needed that time to recharge. And it's just so important to surround yourself with people who respect that and respect your boundaries and understand that sometimes, like, no means no, you know? Not that I was being forceful and saying no, but, you know, it was just great energy all around in New York. I love Lan and Kales so much. I love the people in New York. I love that city. And I'm so grateful to have had that experience. But yeah, if you want the whole rundown, we all did episodes all together for all of our podcasts about what we got up to. And I also will have my New York Fashion Week vlog up soon on YouTube. It is just Trinity Tondelier. I will have that linked in the show notes as well. Oh my goodness, one thing I have to tell you, I don't think I said this in my New York episode. I might have, because I was so excited. I'm sorry if I'm telling you twice. I just feel the need to tell you because this is the podcast space. When we were in Sidell's for lunch in New York, Sophia and Cinzia walked in. And I was honestly starstruck. I think they are just the funniest people ever. I love listening to the girls' bathroom as just they, like sit down, hang out with your friend type of vibe podcast, but I was obsessed. They are stunning in person. I wanted to say hi, but we were like eating lunch, you know when your waiter comes over and asks how your food is when food is in your mouth? Like, I didn't want to give them that feeling, but I was a creep and I took a sneaky Zoom picture for Rachel and Brody because I was freaking out. Just had to throw that in there and share with you. Let's get into our weekly segments, what I'm having this week. Okay, one thing I've realized that always helps me to keep staying consistent and stuff like that is I love to romanticize the seasons and I love to romanticize whatever life is bringing my way. So transitioning into fall, I'm just embracing fall. I'm embracing the cozy mornings. My morning moment is now feeling like the crisp air and appreciating it and loving it and just feeling like fall is giving me a big hug. And then I go and light my pumpkin candle. I make a iced dirty chai latte. Actually, I did get pumpkin spice Nespresso pods. I've been mixing in a few hot coffees, which is like unheard of for me. Anyway, I just feel like it's all about finding those little things to romanticize that keeps you moving forward. You know, if you are the type of person to get upset that summer's over when fall is coming, it's like, no, let's appreciate summer for what it was and let's appreciate fall for what it's going to be and just romanticize it because it is what it is. So you may as well find those things to do. It might be a little early, but I've been making pumpkin recipes. I tried out some pumpkin protein balls, like little energy snack balls. These are perfect for school or on the go. Making protein balls, freezing them and putting them in a container so they're just easy to go and all ready. That is a very good healthy snack. So I've been doing that. I've been making pumpkin oats. I've been listening to Taylor Swift. Folklore has been on repeat. Oh my goodness, I forgot to tell you the biggest weekly update. You are going to freak out. I just got goosebumps all over my arm thinking about this and how excited I am to share this. So, if you know me, if you follow me on Instagram, if you listen to the podcast, I talk about him all the time. And on Instagram, every single time when I post a Instagram story with music over it, it is Giveon playing. I am in love with him. He's my favorite singer. R&B is always playing when I'm cooking. Giveon is serenading me while I cook and I'm singing along. But throwback, if you've been around for a while now, when I went to Coachella, he was the person I was most excited to see, and I sadly ended up missing his set. And literally every single time I listen to him now, I'll catch myself just singing along really loudly and dancing, and then I'll look at Brode and I'll be like, I'm so upset that we missed his set. Like, I love him so much. You guys, Brody surprised me with Giveon tickets in Vancouver. I don't even know how I didn't know he was coming, and Brody somehow found out and bought me tickets and surprised me with Giveon tickets. So it's actually this Thursday. When you hear this tomorrow, I will be going the next day, and it is like the most picture perfect romantic Giveon night ever. He is performing outside in Stanley Park. The leaves are already starting to like change color. I'm so excited to dress up in a fall outfit and just sing my little heart away to Giveon. So I'm sorry, I had to share that with you. If there's any Giveon fans out here, you can go watch my Instagram because I will probably put the entire concert on there because I will be listening to it. Listening to my videos of this man singing live for the rest of my life. I'm speechless. I love him, his music. It's so funny because his music is so sad, and whenever I'm singing along to it, I like feel like I should be sad and I'm going through a heartbreak, but I just love the music. It's so good. I love him. Anyway, sorry for that rant. Back to romanticizing the seasons. Yeah, that's what I'm having. I don't know. You know, just appreciating the crisp fall air and just appreciating life for what it is. And seasons change, they come and go, and I just try to appreciate, you know, life for what it is. And I've really just been into getting into the fall vibes, getting ready, and I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what has been keeping me going. I opened the window one morning and I just could feel fall, and it just, that was my morning moment. I just was grateful for it. It made me happy, and you know, it is what it is. Something even as little as watching the leaves change color, like, it's so cool. I don't know if that makes sense. Let's get into what I'm grateful for. I am really, really feeling truly so grateful to be able to have the job I have and make the connections with you all that I have been able to make, and just reading all your messages really fulfills me and puts like that. When I read messages from you directed to the podcast and how it has helped you, it like truly feels like my purpose in life, and just all the other amazing experiences that are able to come from this job, like New York and meeting friends from online. It's just, it's all very surreal and crazy to me, and I know that I wouldn't be here without you. So if you support me in any way, I love you so much, and I'm just feeling very overly grateful for that today, especially just reflecting and here talking with you about the amazing time I was able to have. I'm very cognizant that that would not be possible without you. So I love you so much, and I am so grateful. Okay, what I'm working on, buckle up. This is going to be a doozy. I won't get into it. I mean, if you tune in every week, you know I'm kind of going through it, and I'm, yeah, she's going through it, folks. But I don't know. What I'm working on is like realizing that it's okay to not always have everything figured out. And I don't know, everyone that I'm talking to right now is just in a weird phase. So I just want to remind you that like, if you're going through a weird phase and you're feeling unmotivated and sad and like any emotion that you're like upset at yourself for feeling, like, it's okay. Not everyone always has it figured out, and that is kind of the beauty of life. There's ups and downs, because without the downs, you wouldn't appreciate the ups as much. So if you're going through, you know, a down, if you're at a down point, I don't want to say a downward spiral, but you know, there's going to be ups and downs. And if you're on the downside right now, just remember that things will get better. And every single challenge that you face in life is always a learning opportunity. And I always try to really take away what I learned from a challenge given to me. But I don't know, you know, like, no bullshit, just you and I hanging out right now. I am like very confused right now. I'm not as motivated. New York was amazing, but like I said, it was super exhausting. But I just keep reminding myself how amazing the opportunities are, and always looking at the bright side, because if you, like, the grass is always greener if you're always looking.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking at the negatives, you know, like, sure, I'm in like a downward, I'm in a little down patch right now. It is what it is. I'll make it through, and I'm going to have an up again, you know? So if you're going through it, just remember that, like, it will get better, and don't dwell on the negatives, because there's always a positive to look at, if that makes sense. And I'm not saying my life is hard by any means, but it just goes to show that no matter how good someone's life looks or what they're displaying on social media, it's like, comparison is always the thief of joy, because you can't, everyone, it always looks better. You know, the grass is always greener until you just decide to start looking at the positives of your own life, because the grass isn't always greener. And when you start practicing gratitude and looking for the good in things, you'll realize that it is surrounding you. You just weren't looking for it because you were focusing on the bad. And it's also like, no matter how hard you're doing all the things, you're practicing healthy habits, you're working on your mental health and your physical health, you're trying to be a good friend, you're trying to socialize, balance your social life, take care of your home, do all the things, go to school, go to work. There's all, like, it's just life. There's always going to be shit going on. And everyone, every single person listening to this podcast is almost at 3 million downloads. And every single download every single person listening to that has gone through shit and is probably going through shit right now. And that's just the reality of life, which is why I focus on gratitude so much, because every single person has something going on in their life that is hard for them. You know, I hate when people say like, oh, it could be worse. Yeah, sure. There could always be worse. There could always be better. But for that specific person in that given time, they are going through something that's hard for them. So that's why it's just like so important to focus on the good and always treat everybody with kindness, because you never know what they're going through. Real talk, I love what I do. I think social media is a great place when used correctly, and I think it can be a really positive, encouraging platform and space to connect. But at the end of the day, wellness is not an aesthetic. And it doesn't always have to be perfect. So if you're in a rut and not making the bed, like, there is strength, and it shows growth and strength to know that that's okay. It's okay to not make your bed. It is not that serious, and you don't need to be hard on yourself. And if you're not feeling motivated for that week, it's also okay. Like, it is not that serious, and it doesn't always have to look perfect. You don't need to be so hard on yourself, and you don't need to have the perfect habits. Like, real talk here, we're all just living crazy lives, and you have shit you're going through. Your friends do, your family does. Like, everyone is going through the ups and downs of life together, and you don't have to have it picture perfect all the time. Real wellness and well-being is being content with that, and knowing that you don't have to be motivated all the time, and you don't have to be perfect all the time. And most of the time, not everyone has their shit together, and that's just how it is. So when it comes down to it, you need to remember that always, okay? And not be too hard on yourself. And if you're listening to this, whatever you're struggling with, whatever life is currently throwing your way, however you're feeling, however you're reacting, it is valid. Okay, don't let anyone ever make you feel like your feelings are invalid, because if it's a big deal to you, it matters, and your feelings are always valid, and your truth is always the truth in your life, if that makes sense. You know, if you're feeling upset over something and you talk to someone about it who doesn't see it as a big deal, well, like, no shit, because they're not living your life, and it's a big deal to you, and it matters. So your feelings are always valid. I don't know, that kind of turned into a long rant, and that also was me talking to myself. I don't know. I'm in short, I'm going through it, but I know that it's going to be okay. I'm taking it one step at a time. Everything will work out. I kind of posted about it on my story, and so many of you were like, it's okay, Trin, Mercury's in retrograde. And I have no idea. This is weird, because I'm so into manifestation and the law of attraction and energies, but that is one thing that I do not know anything about, is what Mercury in retrograde means. So if anyone could fill me in, because whenever I'm saying that I'm having like tech issues, or things are just feeling off, or things are feeling weird, I'll always get people telling me it's because of Mercury. So I'm gonna start blaming everything on that. You know, I love you. If you're going through a weird time right now, it's going to get better. Just remember that if you're feeling weird or feeling off while creating your dream life and trying to form all these healthy habits and taking risks, it's like, when you want to progress your life, and when you want to expand yourself, that means that you're doing these things like pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone and trying new things, and you're going to have to get uncomfortable to get to the next level and get you to where you want to be. So if you are going after it and doing all the things, there's going to be periods of uncertainty all the time, because if you just always stayed the same and always stayed feeling the same, that means that you're not growing, essentially, you know, because you always, which is completely fine. It's totally fine to just be happy and content with your life as how it is. But I'm specifically talking to the people who are putting in the effort to get somewhere new right now, but you're feeling a lot of uncertainty and change. Just keep the reminder, and this may put you at ease, that you need to feel that uncomfiness and those weird feelings and the new experiences and new emotions to get you to that next level, because you're putting yourself out there and you're putting yourself outside of your comfort zone and you're trying new things, and sometimes it won't work out. So you just accept it and you pivot and you learn and you try again. And just learn to embrace the craziness and embrace the ups and downs, because it's not that serious and you will get where you're trying to go. I kind of turned my what I'm working on into like how I'm feeling and how I'm getting through it. So I shared that with you. Like, these are all things that I remind myself because I'm going through it. So for anyone else out there going through it, just remember that, okay? Everything's going to be okay. Everything, every single thing happens for a reason. And I think there's beauty in remembering that, okay? Everything happens for a reason, and the universe has timing for you planned out. I'll give an example, like trusting the universe and just trusting the timing of everything and putting my life into the hands of like the universe, if that makes sense. I don't know, just trusting that everything happens for a reason has really brought me so much calmness. Because, for example, I got some bad news this week while I was in New York, and I was talking to Lan and Kaylee about it, how I was so upset about it. And we just had this big discussion of how it just means that it wasn't right for me at this time, and something better or the same thing just maybe later is coming, and it's just not the right time for it right now. And I was so upset when I first got the news, but just remembering and reminding myself that everything happens for a reason and this just wasn't the time for that certain thing just brought me so much peace. So if anyone else has kind of gotten bad news lately, or just whenever something bad happens, just remind yourself that it's like the universe knows what it's doing and this wasn't right for you right now, and that doesn't mean that your time is never going to come. And learning to trust the timing of everything has brought me so much peace. So hopefully, if you're listening to this and you kind of are feeling off or gotten bad news, you can remember that. Okay, so today's episode was initially supposed to be focused on that time of month and how to manage your period, because I had a lot of requests to just do a girl talk, getting real about that, and just talk about routines for that time of month. But I'm actually really feeling this topic right now and transitioned to it just very naturally. I didn't really have a segue to this, but I feel like I just want to keep talking about it, and I'm really feeling this topic right now. So I'm going to pivot the entire episode and hold that topic off for another day, because like I said myself, I have been very confused lately, and I have been having conversations with so many people and seeing it just posted a lot on social media lately of everyone just feeling off. So I'm going to change the subject to what I was talking about, just dealing with the ups and downs and trusting the universe's timing. Just for anyone listening who's going through it, because I am just really feeling this subject, and it is so true that divine timing is so real. Like, honestly, truly, when you realize and just surrender yourself to the fact that everything comes to you in such perfect timing when you need it, it's the most freeing thing in the world. Like, if you have something that has made you upset lately or mad, I want you to just think to yourself of past actions or events that at the time seemed like such a big deal and you stressed out so much. But looking back at it now, if that one thing hadn't happened how it did, you wouldn't have received all these other amazing things that were sent to you from the new course your life took. Like, even if at the time you thought it was a bad situation to be in, that bad situation eventually turned into so many unseen positives that you're so grateful for. And I really try to remind myself that every single time something doesn't go as planned or go my way, because it really is crazy when you take the time to look back and evaluate how things ended up playing out in your life. And it's actually crazy how much things are connected that didn't seem like a big deal at the time or even seemed like a bad deal, but now it is all connected and the divine timing just makes so much sense. So this is your sign, if you're listening to this, if anyone is in a time of uncertainty, just surrender yourself to it. Like, who cares? It's not that serious, and what's meant for you will not pass you by. So you don't need an answer right now. Just trust in the divine timing of your life, and everything happens for a reason. There's no need to spend time stressing out over what you thought should have happened and what should be. Because things are not always going to go how you think they should, and they go the complete opposite way for a reason. Because unfortunately, you may think that you have control over your life and decide how it goes, but you can only control yourself, and some things might go sideways, shit might hit the fan. And in your eyes, it's going to look horrible, but it's all for a bigger reason. So you don't need to have everything figured out and just take it day by day. Everything that happens to you is all just a part of life and some great big plan, okay? So enjoy each experience and take each challenge that comes your way as a learning experience and an opportunity to show yourself how strong you are and grow, and use the hurdles as a way to impress yourself, honestly, and show up for yourself and develop confidence within yourself. Every single time that you achieve something and get through something you didn't think you could, that is just building your confidence within yourself, which is the most important asset to have. And all you really need to do is enjoy each and every experience for what it is, because I mean, I already said this, but like seriously think about how crazy it is when you look back at the plan that you had for your life and how it actually turned out. Like up until now, whatever has changed in your mind, look back and think of all the experiences and friendships, lovers, laughs, moments, like all these things that you wouldn't have experienced or people you wouldn't have met if life went according to the plan you had. And also, chances are, if you're listening to this, you can think of something bad, right? You can think of something bad that has happened to you, which means that everyone else listening also has, which just goes to show that when you put it in perspective, like everyone has shit they're going through. The grass is not always greener, even though it may seem like it. So here's your reminder to just treat others with kindness and do your best. Okay, it's important to just slow down, ride the wave, and enjoy life instead of stressing so much. I think I've talked about this before, but I also always try to remember the rule of fives when you're stressing out over something. If it won't matter in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, why are you letting it take up more than 5 minutes of your time right now? I always use that to put my worries into perspective, and it just makes me realize, like, you know the trend on TikTok where it was a small little worry in your head and then zooms out to Earth floating in space? You know, that kind of vibe. So that's an important reminder to just stop being so worried, and it's not a race, and everything is going to happen to you at the exact perfect time that it is supposed to, okay? So let's all take a deep breath. Because we're all going through it and it's all going to be okay, and you're showing up for yourself and trying your best. That is all that matters. So just enjoy it and romanticize the shit out of it, okay? Honestly, every single moment. Romanticize every single one that you can, okay? There is no picture perfect timeline. Everyone is on their own path, and that's going to look very different for everyone. I am sending love to everyone who's going through it right now. Even if you're not going through it, I'm sending love to you. I love each and every single one of you. But if you are going through it, at the end, it will all make sense, and you will come out stronger and grow from it, and it will make you appreciate the highs that much more. Everything is going to work out one way or another, and it might not be what you had typically pictured, and that is okay, okay? Life just has so many possibilities, some that you can't even imagine right now. I always love to just take a step back and look at hard situations like this, because it honestly kind of turns the downs of life into a beautiful positive. And I'm like rambling and being cheesy, but seriously, like it is just so freeing, just surrendering yourself to life and living every minute of it. And appreciating the bad and good, because everyone is experiencing the ups and downs together, and everything is going to turn out in the end. I promise you that, okay? So here's your reminder that you are worthy, you are capable, you are loved, your feelings are valid, and everything is going to be okay. Just take it one day at a time. On that note, I didn't want to talk so much about what I'm going through in this episode because at the end of the day, this podcast is for you, and I wanted to kind of use what I'm going through as like just a reflection time for all of us and talk to you about how I'm managing it and going through it. But if you stuck around all the way to the end, you are a real one. So chances are, I mean, I can hope you care about me, you know? But this weekend, I am driving back to Edmonton. I just have a gut feeling that that is where I'm supposed to be. And I miss my family so much. So I'm just going with my gut and taking it day by day. I don't have like a long-term plan. I know that that is just where I want to be right now. And when I was in New York, it was full of these crazy, amazing experiences that are just so surreal to me. And it was so much fun. But all I could think about is how much I wanted to be able to unwind and come back to my family. And it's just too hard for me to be away from them. So I will probably do a YouTube vlog kind of talking about it all, because I know not everyone that listens to this wants to hear about like my life part of the podcast, which is completely fine. So I'm going to do that on a YouTube video. Everything's okay. I'm like at peace with just knowing everything will go how it's supposed to. And all I know is like the one step I'm making this weekend, and I'll figure out the rest as it comes. I'm just doing what my gut is telling me to do. But that's happening before the episode after this will come out. So I didn't want to just pop up in Edmonton and be like, hey, forgot to tell you all I moved home. But there's your little update. So we are all on the same page with where I'm at. I didn't want to leave you hanging. So there's that. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next week. Mwah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.